Mind Creator, Episode 24, Your Excellence. I'm your host, Maurice. This podcast is to inspire, motivate, and give practical, simplistic information that you can begin implementing in your life today in order to help create your new mind. There's a quote by Colin Powell. He said, if you are going to achieve excellence in big things, you develop the habit in little matters. Excellence is not an exception, it is a prevailing attitude. Your excellence is always your personal decision on the individual level. Have you ever shopped at a grocery store and had a good experience the first time you shopped there? And the next time you shopped there, you had a totally different and inconsistent experience? Or have you ever eaten at a restaurant and had a good experience, and the next time you ate there, it was totally different and inconsistent? You will always return to a place of pleasure, and whatever causes us discomfort or agitation, we tend to stay away from. Even in the workplace, if you don't have a high level of excellence, you will be viewed as incompetent. No one of high value would want to work with or do business with someone who does not exhibit a high level of excellence in their job or profession. I would never want someone with a dirty apron, uniform, or unwashing hands to serve me at a restaurant, or someone who does not consistently follow instructions or protocol that has been set in place. If a cook does not follow the protocol as it's related to keeping cold food 40 degrees or below, or hot food 140 degrees or above, people will become sick with food poisoning. Anytime the temperature of food is not maintained within the proper temperature range for more than 3 hours, bacteria begins to grow in the food and can cause sickness in anyone who consumes it. If a person is unwilling to do the simple things in life that they have control over, they certainly lack excellence and the positive momentum that will attract other like-minded individuals into their lives. There are some things that you have in your power that can catapult you into the destiny you have been imagining for yourself. Where you are currently, there's enough opportunity for you to dominate your present state and raise it to its highest level of excellence. There's a quote by Charles R. Swindoll, I believe his name to be. He said, the secret of living a life of excellence is merely a matter of thinking thoughts of excellence. Really, it's a matter of programming our minds with the kind of information that will set us free. So stop making excuses for yourself, coming up with ways why you can't do something, and begin looking for reasons why you can do things. It's a simple shift of your mind that needs to take place, and you absolutely hold the keys in your hands. I remember before beginning undergrad, I worked at a grocery store in the deli department, slicing various kinds of sandwich meats and serving fried foods and other side items. The deli was busy and people were constantly patronizing the deli throughout the workday. But what I decided to do was to make sure I was always clean each and every day when I started my workday or work shift, and maintain that throughout my workday, my clothes, shoes, apron, etc. I made a conscious effort to do so each and every day, and no one ever told me, from a management standpoint or co-workers, that I needed to do that. I did it on my own. I wanted to give every customer a consistent experience each and every time they encountered me in the deli, just as I would have liked someone to serve me in a restaurant or a deli. One experience that caused me to have this standard for myself was simply going to restaurants and observing how unclean the uniforms were of the servers and cooks. I wanted to be clean and create a different experience for customers who encountered me. There's a quote by Aristotle. He said, "Excellence is an art won by training and habituation. We do not act rightly because we have virtue or excellence, but we rather have those because we have acted rightly. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit." I know some of you may be thinking to yourself, "Well, when I get to my dream job or destination, then I will begin operating with a high level of excellence." But the process of imprinting your subconscious mind will not be perfected in a positive way if you practice negative habits. Essentially, whatever you are practicing now, you will perfect. You can't practice bad habits, doing something one way, and expect yourself to develop good habits. That would be the equivalent of an unmarried woman who desires to be married one day in order to fulfill the traditional gender role in marriage as the homemaker. And she refuses to learn how to cook for herself now, saying to herself, "When I get married, then I will learn how to cook." She is literally sabotaging herself because her self-image and self-talk is constantly reflecting a single person in waiting to be married. Instead of playing the role of a married woman who is currently fulfilling the role of a homemaker by cooking meals noun. You will never rise above your mental picture or image of yourself. In other words, you will only become how you consistently see yourself. Again, your excellence is your decision. Going back to my experience as a deli clerk, because of my high level of excellence, customers would find out my work schedule, and they would shop for their deli meats when I was at work because they loved the consistency I exhibited in the high level of excellence. I also got promoted in that job, even though that wasn't my ultimate goal. But while I was there on the road to my ultimate goal, I did the best that I could do in that role. So wherever you are currently, you can begin to excel in that experience, and you will be imprinting your subconscious mind and your self-worth. There's a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said, if a man can write a better book, preach a better sermon, or make a better mousetrap than his neighbor, though he build his house in the woods, the world will make a beaten path to his door. If you really desire something bad enough, you will certainly have it. What if everything you needed was currently in your life, but you have not recognized it? Become more consciously aware. Maintain your mental image of the life you want to experience, coupled with the feeling of your desire fulfilled. Where you are, there's enough opportunity where you are currently. Stop waiting on something to happen for you. Remember, you are the one who's deciding what's happening in your life, and everything begins on the inside of you. Have a better inner experience by having pride in everything you do. Have a higher level of excellence for yourself. Even if excellence was not modeled for you as a child, it's no excuse for you not to make a change for the better now. I remember this movie that I saw several years ago now. Some of you may have seen it as well. It's entitled Field of Dreams. And there's one scene in the movie where Kevin Costner's character named Ray, he was walking through a cornfield and he heard a faint voice saying, if you build it, he will come. In reference to building a baseball field so that he could see one of his favorite baseball players. So where is the cornfield that you are walking through? I know it doesn't presently look like the dream picture you see in your imagination, but will you continue to believe and begin doing the things that you have in your power to do right now? Maybe your cornfield looks different, but whatever it looks like, you can change it symbolically to a beautiful baseball diamond where people from all over the world will come to play. The power rests within you. If you have the courage to create your new mind, you will have created a new world for yourself. Keep things simple. Just because your professor doesn't have an attendance policy for class, it doesn't mean you can continually skip class and expect to pass the class. Or just because your job doesn't have a late to work policy, it doesn't mean you should consistently arrive to work late and leave early. Develop a higher standard for yourself. When it's time for promotion, those who make hiring decisions, they generally look for the person who is dependable and who has a high level of excellence in their work. I took a small weekend getaway about 5 weeks ago or so, and I searched for Mediterranean restaurants nearby where I was staying. And when I found one that looked appealing to me, I decided to go. So when I arrived at the restaurant, it was supposed to be open, but it wasn't. There was one worker waiting on the outside for the boss to arrive. I went to a store next door to just wait for the restaurant to open for about 30 minutes, and the owner still hadn't arrived. So I simply found another restaurant to go to. Now, because the owner lacked excellence, he was losing money that he will never be able to make up, because I would never go there again whenever I am in town. I know there's a saying, first impressions are lasting. Well, it certainly can be. So be proactive and begin implementing the things you've learned today in order to start the process of your new mind creation. Also remember to join me again next week for an all new episode. Thank you for listening to the New Mind Creator Podcast with your host, Maurice. This podcast has been sponsored by Abundant Sports and True Serum. Subscribe to my podcast and leave a review on Radio Public, iTunes, Google Play, Overcast, and Pocket Casts. Head over to www.mauriceflourney.com to find out more about my services and receive more motivation and insight to help create your new mind.